All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our Woopa for Tuesday, May 7th.
I predict it will be for Tuesday, May 7th.
It will be for Tuesday, May 7th. For Tuesday. And this is anime, but we're doing the Woopas, so I've got something special.
Can't wait.
Because we're doing dry month. Are you not drinking at all? Is that the thing? Or are you just taking it easy?
I'm taking it easy. Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So I got cocktail flavored
basil seed
drink.
Fantastic. Look at that.
You hold it up to the light.
I cannot believe how those things stay suspended.
Yeah, it looks like a spider gave birth in there.
Yeah, it does. It does. It looks like frog eggs.
And now it goes right in my belly. What are you drinking over there, Andy?
I'm having a cup of decaf to start off with.
You want a little swig of this?
No, thanks.
No?
No. I discovered... I'm fine-tuning the diet thing, right?
Right.
And I realized why I would have this period of sudden weight gain after the weekend.
Okay.
So the soju I was having for Woopa...
Right.
...is... they make it... It's a starchy alcohol, so high carb count.
Oh.
Like 1.3 carbs per ounce. Mm. So it's about...
So you had to give up the soju as well.
The soju, a bottle of soju, which is half the size of a bottle of wine, has the same carb count as the entire bottle of wine.
Mm.
Then, of course, I would have my peanut butter milk stout. That's 30 carbs.
Yes.
That's twice the carbs of the soju. I know. That's, well, 50, you know, if you're on like a low-carb diet, 50 is your limit for the day. I was having 50 carbs just in that, like, one-hour period. So, chewing those basil seeds.
Yeah, it tastes like a...
cocktail?
Cocktail. If a cocktail tastes like blue Gatorade.
Well, that is exactly what cocktails taste like.
Yeah, sweet.
Which cocktail were they referring to?
It
blue Hawaiian?
Say.
Yeah?
It just says, with cocktail flavor. I don't know.
I was thinking, like, what you dip your shrimp in.
Oh, so good.
It's going to be horseradish and ketchup.
Yes. So I have something for you.
Fantastic.
Since today was Free Comic Book Day,
last Saturday was Free Comic Book Day,
so I have to... I pulled out...
Very excited.
Well, they have a limit at the store. You can get free... You can get four of the free comic books for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get 10 of the, like, dollar comics. And so I picked
those
up for you.
Nice.
Because they know me there, I was able to swing an extra free comic.
Yeah, whoever drew this Conan cover is definitely channeling his Ernie Chan. That looks so much like the Ernie Chan books that I used to get back when I was a kid.
With the big old muscles. Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. Although I'm disappointed. I always sort of hope that Mike Mignola will have drawn it. But
he's
pretty much out of the art game. He just writes the stuff, which is too bad.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, man. I can't wait to read these.
They had a couple more if you wanted to run over there, because they had a couple more that you might be interested in.
Such as?
They had a Flash Gordon.
Uh-huh.
And they had a... not Venture Brothers, but something else. Something like that.
And this was Comic Kings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit out of your way, but...
This always kills me. I don't know why they do that. You'll notice that Hellboy is swinging with his left fist.
Right. Instead of with the big, like, monster...
Well, no, it's fine, but she's going to the left of him, away from where the punch is. Well,
maybe she ducked out of the way.
Well, why...
She was ducking.
Why is it a big swak noise, then?
Maybe that's a backhand.
And maybe that, now it's in the... See, it's just in the wrong position.
He did a backhand forward.
Right. Yeah. So he hit her with the elbow, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. If you look at it that way, it works.
Sure.
I gotcha. Yeah.
And so I got Marvel's must-haves, which they put out one of these every month, which is just like reprints of like three or four comics that they think you should have.
For the storyline, right?
Yeah. It's just, like in this one, they have Uncanny Avengers with, you know, MODOK. You gotta love MODOK.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
But
they
do
got?
You though?
Well, the MCU sure does.
So it depends on which version of them you get, right?
And then they got, So some of these are, like, I just buy just to see what they have. What else do they have? Next, they have Daredevil. They got a Daredevil issue.
Nice.
Kind of cool. I never quite understood like how he gets up onto... Like, they've got a picture of him standing on a streetlight.
Right.
How do you get up onto one of those things? Like, I guess he could come off of a building.
He's got that baton with the rope in it, Spider-Man style.
Yeah.
Now, how it dislodges once he gets it wrapped around something, I don't know. There's a trick to it, I guess.
I don't buy it. And I'm not quite sure how I feel about this particular... art style. Then there's a Captain America issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the last one in here. Yeah. So, there you go. I got that, and I got a couple of Spider-Man ones.
Oh, of course.
Ultimate Spider-Man and Spider-Man and the Ultimate Universe. So, there you go.
Fantastic.
And
who's on the cover of your Spider-Man and the Ultimate Universe? There's some Doctor Doom going on.
Yeah.
Captain America, Iron Man, and the Green Goblin. Yep, Captain America with his chin strap outfit.
Yeah, since they've just rebooted the Ultimate Universe.
Have they just rebooted it? I did not know that.
Yeah, they've rebooted it again.
Okay.
I don't need to necessarily get into the weeds of how that all happened, but there were two
did Doctor Doom kidnap everybody to an alien planet again?
No, there were two different
that son of a bitch.
You know how Doom do.
Yeah, Doom does Doom.
When the Ultimate Universe collapsed,
mm-hmm.
there were two survivors.
Okay.
Miles Morales and the Maker.
Okay.
Who's the ultimate version of Reed Richards.
I was going to say Reed Richards.
Right. But he's bad guy Reed Richards.
Well, Reed Richards is always bad guy, just like Tony Stark. If they can't fuck a thing up, then
And so, the Maker decided he was going to recreate the Ultimate Universe.
Uh-huh.
And so he recreated the Ultimate Universe. But what he did is when he recreated it,
mm-hmm.
he went in and he modified the backstories of characters.
Okay.
So, like, Spider-Man doesn't get bit by the spider. And, you know, the Thor is not the King of Asgard. He's... Loki is. And he's doing all these little shenanigans.
Any explanation why? Just for shits and giggles?
Because he wants ultimate control and he knows that the Avengers and all these good guys will stand against him.
Oh, I see.
So then they have a time jump and now they're rebooting it with like you've got Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men. Ultimate X-Men's really kind of odd because it's very it's like a Japanese anime manga kind of feel to it.
The art style?
The art style and the story. Right. It's, you know,
is it Beast still a cat thing?
There's no original X-Men. It's like the story they're telling is somebody else entirely. And so I figured I would also show you the other issues of stuff that I got.
The free $1 comics.
Yeah, the free $1 comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you, people will stand there and look every comic in every one of those boxes. I don't know how you got that much energy for that. I'm looking, and I'll find, like, the first 10 that look interesting to me, and I'll take those.
Yeah, you got an original Teen Titans.
Yeah.
An annual.
Yeah,
from Secret 1989.
Origins. There you go, man.
It's got a couple of nicks, but still, a Blue Beetle. I have this Avengers West Coast comic book.
Yeah.
Ultimate X-Men with a Human Torch on the cover.
Right.
Another. I do not have this West Coast Avengers.
I like that West Coast Avengers cover.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's some, might be some vampire
stuff happening.
Pray
for the werewolf. I think you got a werewolf by night going on right there, man. The Gotham War Prelude. Wow. Yeah. Batman / Catwoman. Doctor Who, Yeah, I kind of like the art on this Spectacular Spider-Man.
I kind of like that Spider-Man look, too. Like, it's not just the art, but it's, like, he's very wiry and very, like, elongated.
Long neck. And, of course, Doc Ock. Totally different looking. This looks like the guy who drew that Weird Academy or whatever it was.
Strange Academy. Strange Academy.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like that guy's art style.
Maybe.
Which I was a big fan of. Ramos. Avengers 2. Noice. Iron Man with a little... That must be War Machine, actually, right? Green?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got, like, olive green on his outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who this guy is with the T on him. It's not Mr. T, is it?
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always, when you have a big, bulky black man, I always think Power Man, first off, but...
What's it? Was it a blue shirt? Like
no,
it,
no. He's got a bunch of chains, and it looks like a torn up red shirt, maybe. But he looks like he's got tattoos or marks on his face and around the back of his neck. So I'm going not Luke Cage. Not sure who it is.
Is it Tigra?
No, definitely not Tigra. No, there's Tigra, right there. West Coast Avengers.
I was a fan of the West Coast Avengers when they first came out. Like, yeah. I was a fan of those guys.
Yeah, I have a bunch of West Coast Avengers.
Yeah. So, you know, I just looked through them for long enough to be able to say, like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I don't need to look more. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
Yeah.
And there's other stuff in there. You can take a look at what else they just give other additional little trinkets and stuff.
Yeah. You got a Supergirl. A Flash.
If you want any of those, you can take them.
You got a Cyborg. A Batgirl. Whoa, is that Batman?
Yeah.
I don't like the look of that.
Not my Batman.
He's not my Batman. And Wonder Woman. Yeah, I'll take the Flash if you don't mind.
Nah, not a problem at all. And if you go up there, I mean, it's a bit of a madhouse, but... And there's an advertisement in here for Nightmare Weekend in Richmond. This is another one of the GalaxyCon events. And a bunch of stickers. I don't know if anybody in your family might be interested in some stickers.
Let's see here. Stickers, eh? Oh, little sticker books. Oops. Oh, no. Okay, so there's a Morty. It's got Japanese writing on it. I'm a time god. I think these are all Rick and Morty stickers. Mr. Nimbus. I'm still going to say these are Rick and Morty ones.
Probably.
Cool.
So
I'm not enough of a Rick and Morty fan.
Neither am I.
I wish I could... Baby Flash, though.
Baby Flash? Is it a Baby Flash?
Yeah, look at
him. Yeah. Oh, man. There's so many stories you could tell.
Yeah. What do they call
those? So you didn't like the Batman? Is it Baby Batman?
No, it is, I guess, kind of, but he's all wrapped in his cloak, so it makes him look a little vague and unimposing.
How many, that's a Batgirl.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at these.
You got a Cyborg, a Wonder Woman, a Batgirl, Supergirl, a Batman. I used to have a Flash.
I think I had a Harley Quinn. Ooh. Well, my daughter might have taken Harley Quinn.
I would say there's a high likelihood of that.
Probably. See? And if there was a Joker, I kind of like that. It's kind of fun. It's angsty.
Yeah, very angsty.
He's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm brooding.
Whereas the Flash is like, hey, buddy, let's go hang out.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah.
Yep. I'm hyper, but I'm fun.
So that was part of what I was doing today, pre-comic book day.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter drove me a little bit crazy because when I got her up and I was like, hey.
Free comic book day.
Free comic book day. And she's like, no, I don't want to go. It's fine. I'm like, okay, no problem. I get my son up. He's like, yeah, I want to go. So I get ready. My son gets ready. And my son, on his way out, knocks on my daughter's door and is like, oh, you're not going? And says, that's so cringe. And that triggers her somehow to want to go. Okay. And so we had to wait for her to come.
I can't translate. I don't get kids. Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
How is it, number one, how is it cringe? I kind of know what cringe means.
Yeah.
How is you not wanting to go to Free Comic Book Day cringe?
I don't know.
And... how is it cringe enough that it would spark you to want to avoid being cringe?
Yeah, I don't know.
In some way. I don't know.
And I told her, I'm like, I don't think that if I said, you're so cringe, would that have triggered? No, that's not. Like,
no, you would have sounded ridiculous. Yeah. Actually.
You have gray hair, Dad.
You can't say cringe. Cringe is not a word to be used by old people.
Well, that's what happened. I found a list of like the top 64... slang for kids. started reading them.
Yeah.
Started reading them to my daughter. She did not react well.
No. Did she know all of them?
She was like, you know, saying things like, if that list was made anytime after 2016, it doesn't make any sense.
So, it was we made don't like, use those
it was
words
made like
anymore.
A week ago.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
by somebody who's churning out like 6,000 articles a day.
Yes. Yeah.
So
AI. I'm sure AI.
AI is making up slang terms so that the kids will be like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, of course I know that.
Yeah, I use them all the time.
I'm hip to the jive.
I think I may have made that one up. I think I've come up with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the new Anzo, whatever that store is.
Ensan. Yeah.
Sure, that's what I said.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, it was good.
Anything strikey? Did you look at the soju prices for me?
I did not look at the soju prices. Sorry, I didn't even think about it.
My wife went a couple days ago. They were still putting stuff together, and they didn't have any out. Oh, they don't have their liquor license yet, so they can't sell any liquor. So
yes, I absolutely looked at the
soju. Yeah, and it was zero. There was no price at all because there was none in existence.
It was... I mean, it's a supermarket.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an Asian supermarket.
But apparently they know how to stack that fruit, man.
They do know how to stack the fruit, man. Oh, Lord.
I'm going to have to go in there just to see the organization of it.
Well, it was weird because some of the fruit is like there's some things that you just can't, like, roots
identify.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Like, roots, you can't really stack them very well.
Right.
But the oranges were all stacked, the apples were all stacked, the pears were all stacked, and I was like, oh, I feel so good in this place. Yes.
I love the organization.
Then we went to
the snack aisle, of course.
The snack aisle, yeah. And my children bought, like, weird chips and
seaweed
stuff.
Seaweed and salt.
Yes. And I told them, they were like, aren't you going to get anything? I'm like, well, I've got to get some drinks because I'm not drinking this month. But
I like shrimp chips too, except I'm not sure what they're supposed to taste like.
I'm not sure they're...
I don't think they taste like shrimps.
No. No. Spaghetti and meatballs, apparently.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
What did your son get? Spaghetti sauce flavored chips for your wife. Delicious.
For the both of them.
Oh,
that's not just for my wife.
It was red meat flavored.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, what else do you make spaghetti sauce out of?
But the nice thing about it is that, like, for some reason, my children will go into a place like that, mm-hmm. and they'll be adventurous eaters.
Right.
They'll be like, yeah, let me try this. Let me try that. If we go into a restaurant, they're like, no, I just want chicken nuggets.
Can I get chicken tenders?
Do you have anything without any spices on it?
What is your blandest dish, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
And bring me a water to go with it. I watched a...
boiled chicken breast. Okay.
Yes. Bring it in the boiling water.
Is there some way to blend it up a little bit? I feel like that's a little too exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Could you put some milk in there?
That's right.
I really need to cut
this. Please make sure there is no salt anywhere near it.
Yeah. Was this produced in a salt-free kitchen?
Make sure all the spices are taken out before you boil it, please.
This chicken...
out of the kitchen.
This chicken never even saw salt when it was alive, right?
Exactly.
So, we did that, and... yeah, had a good time. It was fun.
Well, I can't wait to go down and check the place out to see what they got.
Yeah. And then I'm making bread.
Oh, I saw that. Sourdough?
Not sourdough.
No, too bad.
No. Vanny makes sourdough.
Yeah.
I make the what's called grandma bread.
Right.
It's pure, straight, like, white bread.
Yeah.
But
it's the whitest of breads.
It is the whitest of breads, man.
So bland.
So bland.
Perfect for the children.
So bland. Soak it up that milk.
I love it. It tastes like a sponge.
It's almost like my taste buds don't even recognize it.
Yeah, if I could have them removed, I would.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I watched the. I told you I watched the Conan O'Brien, right?
Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought it was hilarious. I mean, of course, it's hilarious. But I also watched a follow-up video that he did with. Like, apparently, he has a podcast.
Yeah. Actually, they mentioned it, I think, a couple times during the show, right?
And they did an episode with him, and there were a couple other people in the room. Like, it was almost like they were comedians that were co-hosts of the show. I don't know who they were.
Right.
And they were talking about the, like, what happened to him after that.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, what happened with your body? Like, what is,
yeah.
What happened? He said he's the newest X-Man because, like, he like arc welded stuff out of his butt. Like,
yeah, because he was taking swigs of the sauce and insisted that it was nothing. Yeah. I mean, his whole bottom of his mouth, his face, his chin was all red from not just the sauce, but probably the skin irritation from all the casein in it. And
But
and when he like licked the bomb off the chicken wing, then he was like, "Oh, that was a bad idea." Like later, he's like, "Oh, maybe that was a bad idea," but he stuck with it.
Well, that's the thing. Like he didn't break really all the way through. Like, and they talk about that. They ask him, "Was there any time during this thing that you felt like maybe you'd made a mistake,
like you'd gone too far?"
Yeah, and he's like, "Sure, but I'm like, that's not going to stop me because you can't get four wings in talking about how Sean is a pussy, like all of a sudden be like, I think I made a mistake."
Well, that was the thing. He was clearly building it up.
Yeah.
So he couldn't back down later on. I thought it was funny when he was like, "Can I take these home?" And he would put them in his pocket.
Yeah.
That was killing me. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And the doctor was fun too. Doctor, can you check my pulse? Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. Where did you study? 1989.
That whole show, that was one of the best ones. That was so fantastic.
So what have you been up to? What's up with Andy?
Oh, no, and same old thing. I did yard work today.
Oh, yeah.
Just doing a lot of work and not drinking. That's tricky for me. Mm. I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And I find, it works. Like, I don't want to drink. Like
the alcohol, you mean? Like, not drinking alcohol.
Yeah. I'm actually still drinking water.
Good.
On occasion. I avoid it as much as I can, but every now and again, it just calls to me.
Well, sometimes it's hard to make coffee without water.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to have coffee. when we did the podcast last week.
I'm not sure there's water in this basil seed drink.
No. It's probably just all sugar and basil seeds and cocktail flavoring.
Yeah, let me see. Good Lord. Cholesterol, sodium, total carbohydrates, total sugars. All right, we're not going to mention that.
600 sugars.
No, it's 38.
Well, that's 38. Still substantial for a little bottle like that.
Yeah, and it might be 380. My eyes ain't what they used to be.
Yeah.
38 grams of sugar in that little bottle. Yeah. It was 12 ounces, though. Like, it filled this.
Did it?
Yeah. Weird. I would not imagine, but it does.
That does throw me a lot of times.
It says 9.8 fluid ounces, so maybe it didn't fill it all the way up, but it filled it up enough that I didn't notice that it didn't fill it.
It was all the basil seeds.
Yes.
Yeah.
They expand. Get out into the air.
They distract the eye the way that they don't sink to the bottom, and you're just like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's happening in my belly right now.
It's full of delicious basil seeds.
Yes. Fighting for each other.
Yeah.
Fighting for space. Mm-mm.
Fantastic.
So other than that, you got anything else?
Oh, we had to take our dog in for a dental appointment.
Oh, yeah?
He took out almost all of his teeth.
Really?
Yeah, 12 teeth. Gone.
For a chunk or for Bob?
For Bob, the old man. So he has like the 4 fangs in the front and a couple in the back, and that's pretty much it. So we've been softening
his food.
Soft
food for junk.
Yeah, for Bob forever. And I was just like, oh, I'm so pissed because, I mean, I've been, since the last time we did dental, I've been brushing his teeth religiously, never miss a day. And Merrick took him to the dentist and then sent me a text going, they got to take 12 teeth. And I'm like, okay, I am pissed.
Yeah.
Why don't they give us a little advice here instead of just pulling all the teeth out of his head once a year?
Well, that's what with Tippy's happens as well.
And she was like, well, part of the problem was after last year, most of these teeth were already
on their way out. Yeah.
They didn't take them at the time. But this time they were like, you know, we could just take like 6 of them, but the other 6 are going to need to come out.
Yeah.
And then you'll just have to pay for it again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's upsetting.
I feel for dogs like that because, I mean, when their teeth are beat up, it's just painful to eat and all that other stuff.
That's what the vet said. That even though he's going to lose all these teeth, he would probably feel better because he was probably in a bit of pain with.
That's what happened with Tippy.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just like a happier dog afterwards. She's like, oh, yeah.
This is fantastic.
I get to actually enjoy food again.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. I get to gum it.
I get to enjoy swallowing food again.
Yes. So, I'm sorry to hear about that, but, you know,
these things
happen.
Got to be done. He's 13, so.
Yeah. For some reason, I always thought Bob was so much older than Tippy. Like, he's like an old soul dog or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's always been a little sort of laid back, and he doesn't get excited about anything except food. Yeah.
Well, Tippy, because Tippy's about 13, too.
Is she?
Yeah. Somewhere around there, 12 or 13.
I guess you guys got her about the same time we got Bobby.
Yeah. Weird.
But anyway, that was the beginning of my week.
Is that a...
Basil seed?
Basil seed.
You don't want to miss out on that.
No.
Here, throw it in the yard. It'll turn into a plant. Guaranteed.
Why did I pick it up? That's the question I have to ask myself.
I have nowhere to put it now.
Because I have no idea if it's actually a basil seed. That's the problem.
Mm. Mm-hmm. No, actually, nothing going on with me. I'm just, I go to work, come home, clean up, make dinner for the boys, watch K-drama with my wife, try to go to bed early. I go to bed early in the glare of her disappointed and what is the term?
Because she wants to watch more
K-drama? She wants to watch more K-drama.
And she won't without you.
Yeah. Well, there's shows we watch together, and if she gets too far ahead, then she just has to watch them over again.
Yes.
So, disapproving.
Yes.
I go to bed early under her disapproving glare because I won't watch more K-drama.
I have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be up in the morning.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I've been getting up earlier so that I can make the boys eggs because Jim won't eat if I don't make him eggs. He'll go to school and live off Pop-Tarts, which I know is going to give him a crash. And he'll still have a Pop-Tart, but if he's got something else in his stomach, I'm hoping it's a little better.
I wish I could, get my children to, have better eating habits. But, of course, I don't really either. Although I've decided.
Have you decided something?
I've decided something.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is, you have to tell me first.
So this month, I told you that I was giving up sweets and fast food, right?
I do recall you mentioning something. Yeah.
Well, I modified that slightly.
Okay.
Because sweets is just such a huge thing.
A little generic.
Yeah. Because I had to drive down to Boone for work, and I made myself a little container of trail mix. And I was like, does this count as... after I'd done it and I was on the road, I'm like, does this count as a treat? Does it not? What?
Does it have M&M's?
It had M&M's.
Yeah, definitely a treat.
Yeah. So I ate all the nuts out of it and the raisins out of it and left all the M&M's. But I think I'm going to just go cold turkey and give up on fast food for not just this month, but for good. Just not do it anymore.
How much fast food did you eat before?
Not a huge amount, but
you never talked about having fast food. I know your wife loves to cook, so it seems like fast food would be the last thing you'd be out getting.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm driving, and it's just so easy, and it's a 6-hour drive. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to have some meal.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? Am I going to go and, I don't know.
Go to a sit-down restaurant?
Cook myself, and as though I'm not really any better than having a burger.
Yeah.
So I'm I could either, stop for an hour to have dinner, go to a, 7-Eleven and get,
hot dog.
A hot dog or something. So I've just decided I've got to be better, and because it's a decision now,
you're stuck.
Not even a big deal. I'm just all right, sure, okay.
Well, then it's all about prep. Now you have to fix food to take with you.
Yeah, or instead of stopping at those places, I'll stop at a Harris Teeter and get some sushi or something like that.
Right, right.
Okay. Which is probably a little healthier, I'd imagine. So
I would think so.
Yeah. But anyway, is that it? Are we any other stuff you want to talk about?
Can't remember the last time I had fast food. I got to take the boys to get fast food every other weekend, but I never get anything.
Yeah.
So.
We went to the movie last night, and Verity's like, we could just get food on the way home. I'm like, no. Okay. Are you paying?
Why do you decide this now? Once I give up fast food, now you want to stop and get food on the way home.
Did you bring your... money?
Your bank card?
I'm happy to, if you have
more than happy
money,
to get a Big Mac on you.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, nerds, wrap it up.
I do like that one, I do.
Yeah.
All right, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Patrick.
And I have been the doink.
The doink. The dandy. The dandy.
The dandy. The dandy Andy.